Hey everyone, and welcome to our podcast. I'm Mariah.
And I'm Rosie.
And we are your hosts for today. We're going to be talking to a special guest about Kishron Yah at Camp Ramah in Palmer, Massachusetts.
Kishron Yah is when special people come in from all over the country to teach campers their unique skills. Today, we will be interviewing Josh Edelglass.
Let's get started. Hi Josh, thank you so much for coming.
It's my pleasure.
So how long has Kishron Yah been going on for?
I think that we have been doing this since 2007.
That's a long time. Who thought of the idea?
So the idea was originally Rabbi Gelb's, and it was one of the first projects that he and I worked together, one of the first main programmatic projects at camp that he and I worked on together.
How was the idea created?
So the initial idea that Rabbi Gelb had was, let's try to do something big, fun, special, that could, one, really raise, elevate the level of programming that we were doing at camp. You know, we had a lot of great hugim that we were doing at camp, but we really wanted to try to bring some new things in and really try to offer the programming that we were offering at a higher level with more advanced stuff, more sophisticated programming. We were also specifically interested in something special for Machzor Sheni. Back in the day, Machzor Rishon, first session used to be a lot bigger than Machzor Sheni. Mm-hmm. And we were looking for things that would make Machzor Sheni special, give Tzad Bet, Chanichon, and Chanichim a reason to stay for the full summer, a reason for kids, if they're thinking about, well, do I want to come first session or second session, maybe something extra exciting to think about, oh, maybe I do want to come second session. So those are the original notions.
Oh, so part of the reason Kishron Yah was created was so more people had an inclined reason to go second session?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that was a secondary goal, but definitely when we were thinking about, once we had the idea, okay, we want to do this special week, and then we were thinking about, okay, well, when during the kites do we want to do it? Very quickly, we were like, okay, we should do it second session, Machzor Sheni, because that'll be a really fun, exciting thing to go with, really, the Varsity Yom Ru, which was the other big program that used to happen, Machzor Sheni.
Yeah. So this is like a two-part question. Which Kishron Yah is your favorite? And if you were a camper, which one do you think that you would choose?
Wow, what good questions. Well, it's very hard to choose. The first question is very hard because I love them all and I feel like I'm very invested in all 12 of the different programs. I spent a lot of time working with the specialists and just doing a lot of the behind-the-scenes work to set them up. Somebody was asking me the other day, when I was a chanich, what would I have done? I might have done Frisbee. I think Mural would have been very interesting to me. I think this podcasting, Kishron Yah, would have been very exciting to me as a kid.
What about now? Like now, if they had it for like the adults at camp, do you think you would still choose those same options?
No, you know what? If I could just do Kishron Yah today, I would want to do pickleball. Because
oh, really?
I discovered pickleball during the pandemic. It was one of our early pandemic. My wife, Steph, it was one of the early like pandemic purchases. You know, we bought a bunch of things online. Okay, we're going to be home for a while. Let's buy some entertainment. I must admit, I was very dubious at the pickleball order. But for the first year of the pandemic, the four Edelglasses, we played pickleball almost every day. It was great. And I love pickleball. And I would, if I could just do whatever I want right now, I'd go play pickleball.
So how do you find people for Kish? And how do you choose which options to choose?
It's a great question. So first of all, at this point, we're lucky that we've had a lot of great specialists that have been coming to us year after year. So I'm not starting from zero each year when we try to put this together. There's a lot of great people that I know, I like them, they run a great program, who I can approach and say, hey, you did a great job last summer, you want to come back? And luckily, most of the specialists really enjoy being here and are very excited to come back. I don't have to do a lot of convincing to get people to come back. Then each year, we're always on the lookout for what's new, what would be something new and fun and exciting and current that we could add to the offerings. Sometimes people approach us. I mean, I get solicited all the time from this artist, this musician, this whatever. I mean, fill in the blank. Oh, you can imagine. We get lots of emails and phone calls of people that are interested in coming to camp and spending time at camp. So I sort of sort through those and weed through those and try to think about, okay, who do we think we're interested in? Is there anybody that might be a good fit for Kishron Yah? And then every now and then we get an idea of something that we want to go after. So like 5 or 6 years ago, we really got excited. I don't remember where the idea came from, but I really got excited about the idea of doing a circus something. And so I spent months trying to call around. There are some circus schools and juggling programs, and we really went out to try and find somebody who could come for that. So it's a mix of all those.
What new Kishron Yah would you choose to be added? Like if you had to pick a new one for next year, which one do you think you would choose?
That is a good question. Well, we've talked about trying to do lacrosse, like another sport sort of thing. And lacrosse that we've talked about for years, The problem with that is a Macomb problem. We just don't have another Migra. I have no place. We have no place to do it. If I could just snap my fingers and add something, I think lacrosse would probably be high on the list. I'm also always on the lookout for other fun, new, different sorts of art things that are just different from the regular Hoog offerings at camp.
Thank you so much for coming and answering the questions.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
Okay, bye.
Bye, thank you.
Bye.
I hope you enjoyed.
See you next time.